And John Barker, do you give him a big tick so far? Because right now, probably the fans would love anybody that wins games. Mm. So John Barker, if you want a couple more, you'd think he'd be in the box seat. He joins us, putting some pressure on you. John, welcome to you.
Good evening, gents.
How many more you need to win to get this one, do you reckon?
Look, I think the thing about where we're at the moment at the Carlton Football Club, I think everyone, including our members, have got a real clear picture of where we are and what we need to do in terms of growing ourselves out of this situation. So, look, wins are great, but at the moment for us, it's about that growth, and we know we've got a bit of a way to go to compete with the best teams. But I think the club, through its leadership, Mark and Stephen Trigger, are really keen to make sure our growth's steady and smart, and that when we get to where we want to go, we stay there for as long as possible.
How much onus is on you to actually play a style of play that the Carlton fans will be encouraged by? I spoke to Josh Caddy on Monday talking about Geelong's style of play against the Bulldogs on the weekend, and Josh said that they just tried to suck the life out of the game. Chris Scott didn't care about the aesthetics or what the fans thought. He just needed to win the game, so they slowed it down. There were a lot of stoppages, and it wasn't a great game to watch, according to the Cats fans who saw it. But he can do that. He's in that situation, and they need to make the finals. Can you do that, or do you just not want to do that anyway? You do want to play a bit better a brand of footy to try and encourage people to make Carlton their club of choice.
You know, you're probably talking about boys here, I guess, really, Dwayne. And our boys has changed markedly over the last 6 or 7 weeks since I've taken over. And, you know, we're trying to make the most of our halfbacks, and which we feel is a strength of ours. And that means that we've tried to run with numbers when we have them at the ball, and we've tried to move the ball quickly, you know, wherever we've been given space. So sometimes opposition will get numbers back quickly, and you've got to be smart. You can't rush the ball forward to their numbers, but we do like to move the ball with a little bit more speed than we have previously, and with a little bit more angle. But, you know, we want to play a modern brand of footy, and that means we need to spread the opposition over the full width of the deck, and we've got to take the options that present when they do.
When you apply for the job, and you'll go through the process, as will other people that are now out in the media sphere, will you make a point about actually coaching the whole club? Because it does appear to me as if the club needs to be re-energised and be reignited and, I guess, galvanised to get the strengths of the club back together rather than perhaps disappearing into the ether.
Oh, look, you make a really good point there, Jared. I think Mark Judicic and Stephen Trigger have been really strong in terms of what it's going to take to grow that togetherness that we know will make the Carlton Football Club a great place to be. And everyone's on the same page. We understand the value of our people. And that's within the club, members, supporters. And the way we move forward needs to be really inclusive. And sense of belonging is a real strong value that's being lived at the moment at the club, and is going to be grown as strong as we can going forward.
Levi Casbolt, he's a player I think that if you don't want him, plenty of options out there, plenty of clubs out there will. I think his improvement over the last month or so gives a lot of people hope that there's some untapped talent there at the present time.
Yeah, look, I think there is. We've got a lot of young guys who, I'm trying to do what I can, and our coaches specifically are really trying to release the shackles on some of these young guys, give them some confidence that they're going to take us to that next level of being a good team, and so they're going to get time as long as they roll the sleeves up and value what we value, know what we stand for. They're going to keep getting time, and we need them to grow, because there's bits and pieces of our future that are being displayed week to week that I think is healthy and is positive, especially for our members to see.
You've mentioned it a couple of times, so let me put it to you. What do you value as a club?
As a club, unity is a strong one. We know that that's going to help us take the club forward. That means everyone understanding their role and understanding what what their role is in terms of what helps us drive forward. You know, we've got to take a bit of initiative too. Look, the modern game is an effective game, not just on the field but off the field. So we need to make sure that everything we do going forward is at the absolute best and cutting edge and needs to be if we want to compete and grow our club to being a club that not only competes with the best but ends up being one of the best.
How do you assess the way Chris Yaron's demeanour is? Because occasionally on the field we saw him give away a 15-minute penalty that was, you know, something that gave the Carlton fans, you know, a heartburn a week or so ago. And even on the weekend, he looked disinterested at times. You obviously pick your 22, so whether or not he's going to be there next year is not your decision. You just work out whether he's going to be there next week. How do you approach that demeanour of Chris Yaron?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes form can be seen as a lack of effort or a lack of care. And with Chris, he's really trying to fight hard to get that form back. Now, he understands that there's a real team-first attitude that needs to be brought, especially in teams that our coaching panel are coaching at the moment. And that's been illustrated not just to him but the whole group. The team-first is the absolute, and he understands that he needs to improve in that area, as do other players at the club. He's trying hard to turn that form around. He kept Walters basically goalless to the last quarter on the weekend, and we thought did a reasonable job defensively, used the ball reasonably well on the way out, apart from a couple of skill errors. So we feel like he's growing that confidence and starting to get a little bit of form back, and he's well aware of what Team First needs.
Did you have a word to him after he petulantly knocked that ball that was heading back to the kicker away the week prior?
Yes, I did, and the crux of that conversation is about what Team First is and how important, regardless of who it is, and a lot of players I've had this conversation with, Team First is first and foremost.
You speak about modern footy. No one plays modern footy better than maybe the architect of modern footy, and that's the Hawks. And Alistair Clarkson has got couple of the top sides bamboozled at the present time. I'm not sure whether they know how to attack against his defence, and certainly they are struggling to defend against his attack. If you gave us an insight into the blueprint you think you need to do to challenge the Hawks, what are the key things, or a couple of key things?
Oh, look, they're very good with their ball use, and they'll take any option you give them that's free. So the teams that can shut down those shorter balls, because they're the number one short kicking team in the comp, are the ones that are going to do that best. Now, the ability to shut those shorts down, it's easy to say that, but then to go ahead and do that, especially given their skill level, is another story. And they've got really good running power on the outside, which allows them a lot more space than others. From a defensive point of view, they're very strong. Obviously, they press and zone really well when the opposition's held up on either side of the ground. So your ability to pick your way through that is obviously critical. And you need really good skills, and you need really good working together from an offensive point of view. So it's, and the funny thing is, they're outstanding in clearances. So there's not too many holes you can pick in their armoury at the minute, but we'll be doing our best. We understand that it's going to be a sizable task on Friday night, and I think if the teams go in and Clarko doesn't make too many changes on Friday night, there'll be probably a fair discrepancy in terms of experience, their team versus ours. But we know it's going to be a great learning experience either way, and some of our younger players will get to see close up what an outstanding team looks like.
Yeah, they're an amazing side. Just looking at the numbers comparison with the Swans and the Hawks from the weekend, the Swans went into their forward 50 about as much many times. They won contested ball, and yet they got beaten by just under 100 points. It seems that the Hawks want you to kick it wide, and as soon as you take that option, they then close in around you and kill you down the middle.
They've got an amazing ability to be really effective when they go forward, as you've suggested, you know, with the similar inside 50s. But their ability to shut down your effectiveness when you go forward, as you just said, is probably one of their real strengths. And a lot of people talk about their offensive, but offensive power, which is very good, but their ability to shut down effective offensive surges is probably better than most at the moment.
Talking to Carlton's current coach, John Barker.
One mile for me, John. If you had to, in the rebuild of Carlton, pick one player from Hawthorn to play for 12 months only, who would it be?
Well, I think our build's going to take a little bit longer.
I understand that, but you've got 12 months' use out of this bloke, so you've got...
Well, expand it for my next question as well. Address Jarrod's question, but my next question was going to be, if you do get a three-year deal, you will get a chance to tell Stephen Silvani what you do need or what you would like. So, I mean, what would you think you'd need?
I think what we need really good players across all levels, so it'd be hard for me to say, look, we need a midfielder because we also need key position players, but... what we need is we need strong growth with our own group in terms of leadership and the ability on field to organise and direct. You know, we think that the interchange cap's going to come down. It's really hard to get messages out there swiftly at the moment. So the leadership that you see at Hawthorn, and we get a behind goals vision set after games, and you just see there's almost like 10, 12 traffic cops out there, and They organise, they direct really well, and our ability to grow that over the coming years is going to be one of the real foundations of our ability to keep growing as a good team. And so players that come in who are ambitious and driven and have a real ability to just come out themselves and direct and organise and help people on their same team, I think will be a real priority for us.
Okay, John, if you're not going to answer my question... I'm going to open up the lines. You have got one 12-month contract to grab some player from Hawthorn to help your club out, whether it be Carlton, St Kilda, Melbourne, the Swans, etc., who is it? 96900693 or 131332? I'll give you one chance more, John.
Yeah, it's just say Rioli and we'll get on with it, John, if you like.
I'd love to take Hodgie for his... We've got great leaders, obviously, at Carlton, and they're growing. But
you'd like one of the greatest.
he's pretty handy, and his leadership's grown significantly in the last 5 or 6 years.
Great to have you on, John. We do wish you the best throughout your broadcast in the game Friday night, so we'll talk to you again then, perhaps. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
John Barker, current Carlton coach, 96900 693 13 13 32. Heap of questions to be answered there, and you can jump on the line now and answer them. Scoot McClure with a big Carlton story coming up in about 10 minutes' time about how much money they might be losing. By the way, it's the 90s theme this Friday night against Hawthorn. Selected food and drink at 90s prices. So people are being asked to dress in some 90s gear for their chance to win some prizes as well. I think Plucker Duck's going to pick a couple of prize winners out. So